What's your experience at USC in the hospitality program been like thus far?
Well, it's been a wonderful experience. I had the opportunity to pretty much tour the world. Had a chance of going to LA for a conference back in 2021.
Hi, this is Ted Kelly with another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Hey, today we're kicking off a special hospitality student segment. We're actually going to highlight some seniors in the hospitality space, and we're going to let them come on and talk about their aspirations, their experiences thus far in hospitality, and where they hope to go with their career. Our first guest today is Micah Urkel. He is a senior at USC's hospitality program in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Micah, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, Mr. Kidd?
I am doing well, sir. Hey, I thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time and actually being our first student to come on and talk about hospitality from a student's perspective, where you're wanting to go with it now that you're getting close to graduation and some of your aspirations there. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about you, your background, where you're from, and what made you decide on hospitality.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina, never left home. So it all started with my great grandparents. I really didn't even know about the hospitality industry. I went to school thinking I was going to be an engineer major, start off in electrical engineering. I went to tech school. My first day in class was my first electrical engineering class. It was a guy, he was straight from India, very thick accent. There was no introduction or anything at all. It was just straight into the content, straight into chapter two. And everyone in the class, there's like 12 of us, we're all looking around, looking at each other confused. So we had no idea what was going on in this class. So I'm not going to be the one to sit in the class and fail. So the next thing I know, I dropped the class, changed my major to math. Then math didn't go too well either. I love math in high school. I took Calc 1 in high school, passed the AP calculus exam with a 3. So I was like, okay, let's give math a shot. I took Calc 2, passed it with a C, then started taking Calc 3 and differential equations. I found out that was not for me either. So I gave engineering another shot. I tried civil engineering, supposed to be the easiest engineering, they say. I was still passing the class, everything, but I knew that wasn't for me. Something didn't click when I was in that class or like around everybody else. And at that time I was working at Chick-fil-A, and one of my best friends at the time, Grayson, he was telling me about the USC hospitality program. And everything he was saying to me is everything that I was pretty much raised upon. Because my great-grandparents started a community care home back in like the 1980s. And then my grandparents kept it going in the 90s, and now my mom and aunt and grandparents keep it going to this day. So I was always raised around people, taking people out to community care. I just make sure they have a place to stay, get them out to mental hospital. Because the mental hospital, if you know anything about it, like from the movies, there's always some truth to a movie. Like, it's not really the best place for them. They give them more medication, then the next thing you know, they're back on the street. It's not a really good cycle for them. It's an endless cycle of just repeating. It's not helping them. So we take them in, give them a place to stay. If they have a court order, we can make sure they go through their court order, get to all their appointments. And usually we have some people who do go out, have their own apartment. They just live a regular life. Like, they got the help they need, and now they're just like outstanding citizens. But then we also have some who just retire there and they stay there for the rest of their lives. And we're pretty much like family. Everyone's like family. So having that aspect, hearing him talk about the USC program, everything you can do from, you can do hotels, everything, take care of people. It just resonated with me. So it was like, why am I not doing hospitality? This is what I know. This is what I love. So I took my first class at USC, hotel manager with Professor Yana. And from there, that's all she wrote. From there, I was able to just tour the world. From USC, I was selected to go to LA for the Atlas Conference, the biggest hotel investment conference in 2021. I also had the chance to go tour ISG corporate headquarters in Atlanta with one of my professors and two other students. We also got to see their design center, which is pretty cool. You get to see everything they do. So for ISG, everything before they roll it out, everything goes to that design center. They have an entire full-scale room. Like, it looks like you're actually in a hotel room when you go into the warehouse, but it's just a warehouse, but it looks like a full hotel room for every single hotel brand that they have. So I just had the opportunity just to see the world, and like, I just fell in love with it. I love people. I'm a people's person. I just love making people happy. I see it as an opportunity.
Man, that is phenomenal, Micah. Man, you are, so you stayed home, stayed in Columbia. You grew up kind of in the hospitality roots, even though it was in different areas. And I love the I love the part about trying the electrical engineering and the math and all that stuff. Trust me, your trek is not that unique. I seriously believe that.
Yes, sir. I don't know. Math was my first love, but people, it outtrumps that easily.
Yeah. Wow. Well, let me do this. Before I get to my next question, let me pause for a second. I always like to remind our listeners and our viewers to please go to our LinkedIn page and like us and follow us there. And also, we're on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel there. And also, we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Obviously, we'd love to have your feedback on this session here with Micah. We think it's going to be great to highlight the seniors and hospitality and offer them maybe a trek into finding their first jobs. But please do, and we'd love to hear your feedback. All right, Mike, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Question one. Tell me about USC's program. I know you kind of touched on it a little bit just a second ago. How has your experience with USC's hospitality program been?
It's been phenomenal. Like, there's no other. Like, we're ranked number 7th in international hospitality, which is our master program in the entire world. It's just USC is, it really is home. Like, forever to be. Like, raise your cup. It's a wonderful experience. All of the professors, the students, like everyone's just great. I know it sounds like a cliche, but once you experience USC, there's no other place like it. So it's just hard putting into words. So like the professors, they really care about you. You see people like they care about you, but just how they put you into like a different category, it's really hard to explain. You just have to experience it for yourself. Because I would go to class, I would get out of class, and I would just go walk the hallways and just go see professors. Professors I never had class with, but they're just like so open. They have so much knowledge. They just want to pour into you, like give everything that you need. Because my dream goal is to be a future hotel owner. And from there, they would just send me different people on LinkedIn to connect with, different people to talk to, people who already been there, people who help me get to that next spot. And previously, I talked about going to Alice and networking there. It's like the biggest hotel investment lodging firm there. I went there, and my LinkedIn page was, I only had 10 people on LinkedIn. I came back, I had over 300 connections by the time I returned back home. So it's just a wonderful opportunity, wonderful experience. If you give your all to USC, they will give you even more in return. It's just a wonderful atmosphere.
That's awesome. What a great response. And kudos to USC's hospitality program. Hey, so tell me this. Why do you think, or should I say, would you recommend hospitality careers for upcoming high school seniors that are looking to try to think about what they want to do next once they graduate from high school? Would you recommend hospitality for them?
110%. Coming from high school, I didn't even know hospitality was actually an industry. You could work in a hotel. Like, you go to hotels. I've been to hotels, condos, everything like that growing up, but you never really think about that as a career. You see people working it, but I never really thought about it as a career. So I really think there's a gap in, like, a gap in communication, like saying and expressing what you can do. Because I remember when I went to high school, all the jobs they were talking about is either construction work, going to college, becoming a manager, going to corporate, working like that. They never really talked about jobs like hotels or anything. I remember there was a program called Hayward, like you would go to like technical school. If you were going to technical school, they would tell you about these different opportunities like cooking school, everything like that. But I was in like AP, IB classes, like they really never talked about that depending on what level you are. They talk about the higher paying jobs in a way. Like different jobs you can get if you go get a career, get a degree, everything like that, how you can make more money. So they never really talked about like the technical jobs you can do, like things with your hands, which I pretty much was raised on. We used to work outside. My grandparents, my dad, if you were in the house, you were wrong. So pretty much they would come drag you outside. Like I was always have to do something physical with my hand, like interacting with people. So I never really thought about it as a career, but going back on it, I really wish I did and was able to tell more people about it because it is a wonderful industry. Because you can be a manager there making the good figures, you can be a general manager, you can go up the corporate ladder, you can be pretty much VP, you can be president, you can do everything that you want to do, like they were telling you about go work for a corporate job. You can just work for corporate with a hotel and you can
Yeah.
still meet all the requirements if that's something that you want to do. Or you can just work from the bottom, work your way all the way up. So there's like so many different opportunities you can do. And hospitality is not just one industry. Hospitality is how you make people feel. So if you're construction worker, you're still in hospitality. You're building a home. So if you're working with somebody building that house, like your interaction with them is this needs to be hospitable. Because if it's not, they're not really gonna want to go with you. They're probably gonna just gonna drop the deal and go to the next person who treats them better. So at the end of the day, everything's about hospitality. It's all how you treat somebody, making somebody feel at home when they're not at home.
Wow, man, you just said a mouthful. You've got so many golden nuggets in that one answer, because I've had so many guys that come on our show that have started as doormen at the hotel, and they've worked their way up to CEOs and vice presidents, and it's all having the right attitude about how you engage customers coming into the hotel that really catapulted them up the corporate ladder. So you're spot on that one. That's a great answer. Let me ask this question.
Yes, sir. It reminds me of my GM. My GM that I had 2 years ago. Yeah, so he started as a doorman. He was a steward with IHG. No, not IHG, with Hyatt. And then he worked up the ladders, worked up the ranks, and then next thing you know, he was the VP for Hyatt. And then he took a pay cut and he went down to just to be a general manager at Low Country Hotels in Somerville back home. And he's just having a great time of his life. So it's just like a testament. Like if you just work hard, treat people right, just take care of your employees, the people that you work with, because they're not beneath you, they're not above you, they're with you. That's exactly what they are, your subordinate. So treat everybody the same. Treat others how you want to be treated, pretty much.
Awesome. So let me ask this question. So you are enlisted in the Army. You are about to graduate in December. Now, you're an engineer on one side, and you're in the hospitality world on the other side. Aren't those kind of like two different kind of paths? How do folks react when they hear, "Well, wait a minute, you're enlisted and you're doing this, but you want to be in the hospitality world"? Do you get any strange reaction from people when you tell them what all you're doing?
No, I really haven't got any strange reaction from there. So there's a funny story why I actually joined the military. So going back to the whole engineering situation where I changed my majors about 3 times, I thought I actually was gonna enlist, well, commission into the Army and do 20 years that way. I thought that was gonna be my career path. So when I was at USC, I did ROTC for about 2 years before I dropped it and said it wasn't for me anymore. So before I dropped it, I enlisted to be able to commission into the military to get contracted so I can make more money and my schooling will be paid for. So I took the easiest and the quickest MOS at the time, which was a 12 Bravo, a combat engineer. It was 16 weeks straight through, and I would get back home before school started in the summer, well, in the fall time for August. So I left in May. I got back home August, like a week before classes started. And once I got back from basic training, I guess my entire mindset about the military just started to change. At that time, my granddad got sick as well, so that was hard on me as well. He got diagnosed with cancer, and then about once I got back, about a year later, he passed away. So that was like really close to my heart as well. And then at that time, I wasn't really feeling the military anymore anyway. I was starting to do more about hospitality. I was falling more in love with it, seeing the different opportunities I can do, seeing that I can become a hotel owner, like the cream of the crop, like build something for somebody else and make them happy for it. Because I more so want to do a boutique style hotel where it's like smaller, condensed, and you have a very personal little experience with everyone who's there. It's about 50, maybe no more than 60, 65 rooms. So every guest that comes in there feels like they're part of the family. I don't want like 100+ room. If I do that, I would do something franchise where it's going to be easy and help me build towards what I actually want to do, which is my boutique hotel. So that's the little funny story about that. Then when I got back from school, about 2 weeks back into ROTC, when my granddad got sick, there's a lot more backstory drama about it. I'm not gonna talk about that, but I dropped ROTC. Then it was like pretty much the best choice I ever did. So I have 2 more years left on my initial contract with the military. Then once those 2 years are over, I'm pretty much free to start and do my dream of becoming a hotel owner.
Yeah, wow. That is so interesting. There's so many nice little stories behind the stories that you're sharing with us
Yes,
today. And
sir.
probably it would take a while for us to unpack all of that. So we won't get to dive in it, but let me ask this. What was your first aha moment in the hospitality space? I mean, somewhere where you're like, wow, this is really cool. You know, I want to do this. What was that aha moment for you?
All right, actually, there's three aha moments, but I'll give you the first aha moment that I knew. It was when I talk about back to engineering. I guess engineering still has like a grudge with me. I can't get over that. So when I switched my major from engineering to hospitality, when I took my first class at USC, it was a hotel management class with my professor, Professor Yana. Best professor, one of the best professors I ever had at USC. Wonderful lady. And we were just talking about different hotels, franchising, how you can be a franchisee, like everything you can do, franchising, hotels, the different people who comes to the hotels. Like either it can be a social event, musical event, you know, entertainment, anything from that, church, festivals, everything like that. And when she was talking about it, it just really sat with me. I don't know why, it just really did. Like, I love people, like the different people who can come through. It's like a different opportunity. You get a different opportunity to it pretty much impact somebody. Give them a wow moment. And if you can do that wow moment perfectly, you pretty much made a raving fan. You made a returning guest, like a returning customer. And that's like your returning customer is really where you make all your money from. You make money off first time, but the people who come back over and over again because they love your service, they love how you make them feel right at home, which is the definition of hospitality. It just really resonated with me. And I just fell in love with it. And I don't think I ever fall out of love with it. And then the second aha moment, you can say, was when I was working at the sanctuary in Charleston about last year. Last summer, I was working there. And the aha moment was when I was serving this family. They were there for about a week, and I was serving them at the pool and the beach the entire time. I was able to get to know the family. He was a teacher in Pennsylvania. And the aha moment was when I was able to just remember their entire order. Before they could even say anything, I would just repeat their order back to them. They were just like looking wild, looking shocked. It's like, how did you remember all of that, all these other people you're serving? So like just be able to have that personable and like be able to connect with a family on that level, even though only knowing them for like a few weeks, it really just resonated with me. I just loved it. Then like the third moment would probably be from my internship right now here in San Antonio at the Makara Hotel and Spa. A group of ladies were just coming to celebrate their friend's 33rd birthday, and I was able just to give them a spectacular experience. I was able to give her a complimentary strawberry frozen margarita that she wanted. I also surprised her with a cheesecake. She didn't even know I was going to do that for her. I decorated a cheesecake with some whipped cream, some berries, cut up fresh strawberries, and we have like a happy birthday chocolate chip that I put on top of it. And she loved it so much. And then also when they were taking pictures, getting ready to leave the rooftop pool and bar, her hat flew off, like a big gust of wind came and it fell off into the alleyway. And I was able to run downstairs, go be able to get into the alleyway, get her hat and still return it to her before she left. She wasn't expecting me to go be able to find her hat and give it to her before she checked out. So just like those moments like that, just being able to go above and beyond, just making people happy. It just rubs me the right way. I just love it.
Well, man, I tell you what, Michael, you sound like you're way ahead of the curve already in the hospitality space. Because you got the right mindset and you know how to make things special. I'm going to ask you this one last question before I let you go. All right. What's your dream job in the hospitality space?
Sir, so my end goal, my end dream job is to be my own boutique hotel and restaurant owner. I love cooking. I love people. But also to get there, I have two different routes that I'm looking towards. I love the operation side. The last three internships and summer jobs that I have all been pretty much working operation, either food and beverage. Also, when I was in school, I worked at the Hilton downtown. So I have the front desk experience, the operation piece from that, the operation piece from food and beverage. So I would like to stay the operation route, but I know if I want to become an owner, I need to move more towards the corporate route, which would be more so about asset management. So also looking towards that, I'm also taking an online class just to learn a little bit more about asset management, pretty much how to utilize everything that you have at your disposal from your money. How can you better, you know, use your money to be able to make more money in the long run? How can you use your employees that you have as there, like be able to take care of them? So if you don't take care of your employees, at the end of the day, your employees are going to leave. They're going to find someone else who's either paying more or take better care of them. Money is not everything. Even though it kind of seems
Right.
like that in today's society, you have a lot of people just leaving their career that they've been to for like 20 plus years, going to work for Amazon because they're getting paid like $24 an hour, which you kind of can't beat that. I mean, if you need the money, you have to have the money. But also on
Yeah.
top of that, you can't just have the money without having the compassion for people. So also how to be able to use your employees to the best of your ability and everything like that, and be able to use your equipment as well. Like if you have a banquet center, be able to use your banquet center to the best of your abilities. If it's just sitting there dormant, nobody's in it, you're not making money on it, so you're losing money in the long run. So like one of my professors said at USC, if your business isn't growing, it's dying. So if you're not growing your business, you're just pretty much killing your business in the long run.
There you go, man. That sounds like a nice quote I need to be putting somewhere on my desk to remind me I need to be working hard all the time. Well, Micah, I tell you what,
That's
man, I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today. Sounds like you got a lot of things moving in the right direction, and kudos to you for the December 23 graduation. And let me give you a chance to put your information out there. You probably have a bunch of folks trying to hunt you down after this to try to offer you a job, but how do folks find you if they want to talk to you about what you're doing and what your career path is and talk further?
Yes, sir. So I'm on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is just my first and last name, Micah Ergel, MICAH. And Ergel is like Eagle with a REERGLE. And my email is the same. It's just my first name, my middle initial X, Ergel at gmail.com. Then also, I graduated early, so I walked early. So I walked this past May, and I actually finished graduating in September. I'm taking my last internship class. That's why I'm here in San Antonio doing my last internship. So come August, I'll be all finished pretty much with my schooling. Get my degree in the mail.
Wow. Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
that, man. You are, like I said, you're ahead of the curve in a lot of different areas, from just talking to you for a few minutes. But I'm sure folks will probably want to reach out, if nothing else, just to congratulate you on your trek in hospitality thus far. It sounds like you've got a bright future ahead of you, and we thank you for the time today. This has been another Ted's Hospitality Minute, and please remember to like us here on LinkedIn, check us out on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also if you love what we're doing, obviously we'd like to hear your feedback and your comments, and obviously look forward to this episode here with Micah coming out soon. Thanks so much. You guys have a great day, and we will see you next time.
Thank you.